All right, 201-209-9368.
I think Franco's dog and Zach's dog are fighting. You need to separate.
Back off! Please, dogs, please! Please, listen to Bucci! Listen to Bucci!
That'll work. That'll do it. Yeah.
What are you going to do with these dogs, Mrs. B?
Love them and care for them and just be like a really good dog owner.
Yeah?
Despite Bucci being around.
I see. And is this your dream? Like, do you always want to have
like a dog farm?
Yeah, like a dog farm.
I think that would be really fun.
Well,
yeah.
You used to, and we can tell a little story. You used to be a dog wrangler.
When we met, I was a dog wrangler.
That's right.
Yeah, which means that I would go to people's houses and pick up their dogs from their house. I was allowed. I was permitted.
Rich people.
Just people. Calm down.
Okay.
And I had the keys to their house, and I would get their dogs, and then I'd throw them in a truck.
Yeah.
And then we
wasn't
get
it a Honda house. Element?
It was a Honda Element. Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
But it was outfitted for a dog. So we had bulletproof glass behind the...
In case someone took a shot at the dogs?
These dogs were strapped, so...
Were strapped.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the back seats were pulled out of the Honda Element.
Yes.
And we'd load like 10 dogs in. And then I'd go to a field and let the dogs run loose. And
so they were like just rattling around in this Honda Element.
Shepherd. Yeah. Sometimes they'd get car sick. They would throw up. So I had to wipe it all down.
And you had the smaller dogs would be sitting on your lap, right?
They'd be on the front seat.
That's pretty cute.
Yeah. The problem was, some of the pugs, you know, their eyes kind of tend to pop out a little.
Yes.
And if I stop short, because, you know, I'm not the best driver.
Yeah.
Their eyes would pop out a little bit. I had to pop them back.
Sorry. Just relax. All right. So that was a fun job and you kind of...
Well, it was fun for me, but then when we met and we first started dating, you were really upset that I always had dogs around.
Yeah.
I'm
willing to withstand anything to be around you.
You love despite. That's the line.
Yes, that's right. And did the Honda Element have floppy dog ears on the Honda Element?
That
was only a little dog nose.
The holidays. Okay. That. Yeah.
All right. Caller, you got Bucci and Mrs. Bucci.
Hey, this is Christina.
Hey, Christina. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm all right.
Hi, Christina.
That's good. Hi.
Chris.
So I'm going to give your wife all the dogs from St. Hubert's Animal Shelter.
What?
Yeah.
Lottery.
So wait, how many dogs are we talking about, Christina?
Maybe a good 60.
60? Okay. I don't think they can all fit in this radio station.
Well, yeah, how big are these dogs? Are these just a myriad different kinds of dogs and breeds and whatnot?
We got some pitties. We have some puppies. We have one Dane.
Okay.
We have a good mix-up.
That's cute. And no one's going to miss these dogs, right? I mean,
we're going to miss them. We love them all there.
Sure, of course.
But I'm going to give them a really good home.
Yeah, that's the thing. We want them to have a good home.
We do have a nice...
All the treats, all the white beans.
Oh.
We do have a lot of white beans. You didn't even touch your white bean casserole.
Yeah, we got a lot of those.
So,
what's the name of your shelter again?
St. Hubert's Animal Welfare Center in Madison, New Jersey.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's such a good spot for dogs.
And so that sounds like a really doing some good work. So why don't you hand over these dogs to my wife? And
I got my arms really wide for this.
They all have leashes on them.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, that's perfect. I'm going to loop through.
All right. Thanks very much, Christina.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, my God. It's so loud. Jesus. Look how many dogs she gave us.
This is amazing.
Micah, do you have any dogs that you want to give my wife?
We have a lot, though.
I already gave your wife her present. No, sorry, just kidding.
So not a dog. Do you want to give her something else? Just give her a 20. All right. All right. Jeez, this is so... Mrs. Bucci, they're kind of getting out of control a little bit.
They seem fine.
Can you just take
control
of them?
They just like you. They just like you. All right, hold on. It's fine.
All right. Ah, my hernia is popping out.
Calm down.
These dogs are bad for my hernia,
I
think.
You need to chill out.
They are. It's popping out.
Pop it back in.
I can't.
Move on.
I guess I'll have to do a... All right. It's 201-209-9368. We have about 50 dogs in the studio, but if you want to give her one more, what's one more, huh?
What's one more?
Absolutely.
I promise I'm not Cruelloing these dogs.
What does that mean?
Cruella DeVille.
Oh, DeVilling. Yeah. We call it DeVilling.
Oh, okay.
That woman was psycho, right?
Yeah, she was.
Why does she... She was so rich, right? That's the thing about Cruella DeVille. Well... She's a nut.
No, but she wanted Dalmatian.
Well, you shouldn't
fur.
Be wearing fur at all.
Dalmatian
no fur.
Puppy fur.
Yeah, that's even...
Okay, but have you ever been on a cold day and you're like, fur is actually really warm?
Yeah, a fake
but I
fur.
Promise I'm not...
You ever heard about putting on three shirts?
Three Bucci premium t-shirts? Is this going to be a plug?
Oh, yeah. We do the Bucci premium shirts. I saw it today. They're, it's a real nice one. They'll be shipping out pretty soon. Yeah, just put on four or five shirts and forget about the fur. That's murder. You want to wear murder across your back? You do? Oh, my God. I'm learning stuff about Mrs. Bucci every second of every day. All right, so... How was your birthday? It's pretty good. Oh, let's do another cheers. Listen to more wine, okay? To you.
Yay.
Drink the wine. So this is...
That's it.
Basically, we are wrapping up. Mrs. Bucci, thank you very much for having a birthday on a Tuesday so I could give this present to you.
Can you play Who Let the Dogs Out Now?
No, I can't.
Seems like a theme, but...
Well, I know who let the dogs out. The callers did.
Aww.
So that's the ultimate answer. We've answered the question, who let the dogs out? And the answer is like Franco and Zachary and all the other wonderful... Christina and all the other wonderful callers we've had. So... All right, guys, I have to give the station ID. We need some silence. Oh, they obey. They respect the station ID. And I know you will as well. WFMU, East Orange, WMFU, Mount Hope, New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online all the time at WFMU.org. Back next week. Remember, who listens to Bucci?
You, Ducci. Thank you.
Good evening, Starseed. This is the Music of Mind Control with your host, Micah. Here with you every week, Tuesdays, 7 p.m. Eastern. Your one and only pit stop for sounds culled from worldwide new religious organizations, movements, cults, individuals of a mystical, divine, and inspired nature. We just heard the cosmic synth guru Sri Sinapti Sachidananda Guruji, Swamiji, that is. Swamiji has been on a mission to preach and make the public realize the oneness within them. He emphasizes that practicing humanity, the precept known as Manavata, should be recognized worldwide. Social harmony, promotion of universal brotherhood, education, health care, organizational efforts, worship, place, dedication, and various good causes is pretty much what he's also about. Goes all over the place playing that cosmic synth ragas. He also has an aviary which covers an area of 1 acre and hosts more than 1,000 birds, especially parrots. He also has a hospital for sick and injured birds. How about that? Very beautiful, radiant form of positive energy, Sri Ganapati Swamiji. Okay, gonna play something now from a hippie cult from way back when, called the Center for Truth in Oregon. Now, I cannot tell you anything about this group. I believe they were sort of a Vedanta yoga inspired hippie cult back in the day. All that they've left behind is this one little private press record, Centering, from around 71, 72. So I'm just going to play a couple of tracks from it and let your imagination fill in what I cannot. Stay tuned.
Ever-changing trials, wondering why it's taking me so long. Walking down the muddy road, lamenting at my heavy load. Trying to break free with this song. The good times and the maddenings, the dreams and the imaginings are all the figment of a whirling mind. Listen to the snow melt, feel how the wind felt. Let go the worry and know the peace you'll find. So I smelled the sweet, fresh country air, basked in the sun-soaked atmosphere, and thanked the very essence of my life. Recording my discoveries, making sweet recovery, knowing again the moments without strife. I'm in the womb of Mother Earth, growing towards another birth. And with this thought, there's nothing more to fear. I'm where I'm supposed to be right now, sometimes asking why or how, but knowing that the answer is always here.
Okay, Center for Truth, a hippie cult from Portland that I know nothing about, except for this wonderful old private press record that they left behind, Centering. We heard Thinking and Wander Love. Going to return to the Way International, a Christian cult from New Knoxville, Ohio. Dangerous Christian cult. Started actually in the 1940s. Pastor Victor Weirville began something called Power of Abundant Living,
which was essentially a methodology on how to perform miracles. And it was very popular. You had to pay a lot of money to attend his seminars. And eventually he became a millionaire. And the way International started, very strange organization, sort of resembled a militia group, or like a corporate militia group with many different levels and this weird hierarchy, branch lines of power structures, power struggles, and so on. Very aggressive in their proselytizing, and all kinds of controversy ensued. Brainwashing, separation of families, sexual abuse, you name it. Always had a stable of musical artists expressing the weird sort of corporate structure philosophy of Victor Weirville. Actually, in the 70s, a lot of the early Christian contemporary music came out of the Way International. And then in the 80s, things got very, very streamlined and Reagan-ish. Everyone started getting their hair cut very short. Excuse me. And the music changed. Takit. Take It. I'm not exactly sure how to pronounce this group. Seemed to be the musical representative of the Way International in the 1980s. And we're going to play a couple of tracks from 1982. And I don't know how else to prepare you for this other than well, I think you know what to expect. Okay, I'll be right back.
Yeah. know as sure as the sun rises in the morning, they can't keep a good man down. It's one man can move a mighty mountain, one man can make another free. One man can take a stand for this whole wide world to see. Can't you see? It's got to be you and me.
They say it. see if people give up and run. Just blow a kiss goodbye and give up your guns. And then we can all be slaves. They say, they say, they say, they say it can't happen here. Believe it's friends and neighbors, there's nothing to fear. But as I remember, as I recall, that's what they said in Berlin. Now you can hear them again. If you like to be your slave, baby, then take a minute and just listen to something. All it takes is good men doing nothing, and then we can all be slaves.
Probably the smoothest form of subversive agitprop ever conceived by the far religious right. Do you want to be a slave? Preceded by Hearts on Fire from Takit. Take it? Takit, the musical voice of the Way International religious cult throughout the 1980s. Using yacht rock to fight communism with our good friend Ronald Reagan. Michael Baylot is a facilitator, a sort of a shaman. He's got a ayahuasca compound in Brazil. Explorations of entheogenic and medicinal plants, sacred ritual, shamanism, spiritism, curanderismo, umbanda, and the ceremonies of Brazil's ayahuasca churches. Santuario Guadalpana is a quiet refuge removed from busy modern life. There is no ambient light. The stars of the southern hemisphere are crystal clear. The Milky Way is painted across the heavens. I'm guessing this is really expensive. They have a 125-acre nature preserve with waterfalls, tropical forest, rare animals, including monkeys, ocelots, sloths, kwati, anteaters, and all kinds of birds. For many of the guests, the experience has been transformative and life-changing. Self-knowledge, spiritual quest, resolving mental or emotional problems to make life decisions. Everything you need, everything that you're suffering from can be cured during one of their ayahuasca rituals. Strange thing, though, Michael Bailot, who's actually an expat facilitator, he also does this weird kind of like demented lounge music, like new age fusion lounge rock. That's the best way I can describe his stuff. So I'm going to play a little bit. Santario, what's the name of his place? Santario Guadalpana Healing Center. It sounds great on paper. Don't know exactly what else goes on down there, but that might be a place, a retreat, a destination to lose your mind. So I'm going to play Michael Bailot now, a couple of choice cuts, and I will return.
Thank you. When I go to sleep at night, I thank my lucky stars for what's gone right. Sometimes when I close my eyes, all I see is darkness inside. Darkness creeps upon you and is staring in your face. All is well, all is well. When the sadness overwhelms you and she changes you in herself. All is well, all is well. Nothing on your table and the hunger moon, she swells. All is well, all is well. When you stand alone and broken on the cliffs above Land's End, all is well, all is well. Your friends and family turn upon you in your darkest hour. All is well, all is well. when the winds of change are blowing like a mega hurricane. All is well, all is well, all is well, all is well, all is well. When the masters of confusion spread the fear like a disease, all is well, all is well. When the great purification falls upon you like a waterfall, all is well, all is well, all is well, all is well, all is well. When you wake up in this moment, you'll remember everything. All is well, all is well. When you wake up from your nightmare, when you wake up from your dream, all is well, all is well, all is well, all is well, all is well. When the spirit calls upon you and your courage runs away, all is well, all is well. When the burden weighs upon you, oh, that burden is so sweet, all is well, all is well, all is well, all is well. The grace reveals the vista of eternal brilliant light. All is well, all is well. When the light dispels the darkness of a billion endless nights. All is well, 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 all is well. When you dance in joy ecstatic, plugged into all the current, all is well, all is well. When you dive into those waters far beyond the sighted land, all is well, all is well, all is well, all is well. When the darkness creeps up on you and is staring in your face, all is well, all is well. When the sadness overwhelms you and she changes you in herself, all is well.
Michael Bailot of the Santuario Guadalpana Ayahuasca Retreat. I guess happy marriage between Bob Dylan, Leonard Cohen, and Joe Frank. Pretty weird stuff. All is well, and... Branding iron. We're going to close things out with the Japanese cult known as Life Space. Life Space was mostly active about 15 years ago. The guru, whose name I can't recall, claimed to have magical powers. Could raise the dead back to life. So what happened was one of the members brought his dying father out of the hospital. he actually kidnapped his dying father from the hospital, brought him to the guru, and they proceeded to wrap the poor man up in bandages like a mummy and perform rituals. So the old man died. The police tracked him down. They tracked down the cult to some location in a city in Japan. And everyone got arrested. Well, the guru got arrested mostly. So since then, the cult have been performing rock concerts in order to raise money for a retrial of the Shaktipat guru. So I'm going to play some audio of one of these concerts, and that'll be it for me. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. Here from Japan is Life Space.
ワンセルフ。
ワン、ツー、スリー、フォ
ー。大丈夫だよ、そう言った。また強がった。また素直になるチャンスを逃した。負けず嫌い。
Tell me what's that Yankee Street, marching to the fields of Dunkirk. Looks like handsome Johnny with a carbine in his hand, marching to the Dunkirk War. Hey, marching to the Dunkirk War. Like handsome Johnny with the M1 in his hand, marching to the Korean War. Hey, marching to the Korean War. Still marching, still marching, still marching. It's a long, hard road. It's a long, hard road. It's a long, hard road. Hey, before we'll be free, hey, before we'll be free, yeah, free, yeah, 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 yeah,
yeah. Last night I had a dream that the world was changing by leaps and bounds. It started up in the bigger cities and it spread to the smaller towns. The people began to smile at people they'd never even seen. And when Jeremiah woke me up, I was ready to live that dream.
It was a brand new day. Let's get back together like we're supposed to.